have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Good morning, and hi, y'all. And happy White History Month. July just feels white. I have on the shirt that says July just feels white. And I believe tomorrow, Friday, is the last day of July. If my memories are correct. So we're celebrating 9 years and it's been amazing. Thank you all for your participation. We got to get the president to declare July a national holiday. Amazing, huh? We have everyone. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, for those men and women who want to overcome, is not for you, no problem. Stay in your heartaches. Stay in your fears. Stay in your sadness. Stay in your loneliness, your worries. Your stress is not for you if you don't want to change. It's only pointing the way for those men and women who want to change, all right? No problem, no judgment. You can stay miserable. You have a right. And I don't even want you to be a peace if that's not what you want. You got to want it for yourself. Anyway, the biblical question. Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have, I'm laughing at the video. What the? Do you have, and these people definitely don't have it. Oh, that's carrying on. Do you have 100, I'm looking at some black people in the church dancing around, shouting and carrying on. Indicated no control at all.
Baba Thumper!
That's for sure. Do you have 100 complete control of your life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing. And you would love to continue to listen to this morning show every morning while moving around, going to work, traveling here or there, working out. You can listen on your phone. You can podcast, but listen on your phone and still podcast and watch it some more later. But listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com JOPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOPTalk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. Like these videos. Hit the like button. I'll wait for a minute. 1, 2,
amazing.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a minute. Like the video. It is one of my favorite days, but not the only. One of my favorite days. Because we love the Bible Thumpers. And the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time on, you know, to communicate. It's very difficult for Bible Thumpers to communicate when they learn the Bible. Because all the word just running through their minds, scriptures. And they think that that's a way of communication, just another scripture. And so we love the Bible Thumpers. And every Thursday, don't we take all calls? Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. You should only, if you want to have a perfect life, perfect peace, you should only have one God. Only. It ain't going to work no other way. In the beginning, that was the law, and the law was God. And the law was with God. And God was the law, and the law was made flesh, put into our heart. And that law says, do what you want, of course the law says. I'm not going to force you to keep the law, said the law. But you should only have one God. Love God, and he is above and inside of you. Love God with all your heart. Soul and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. And he alone would be your God. And when he is your God, you can't go wrong. Because you and your God will become one. Just like you become one, or I, anyone that made anybody or anything else your God, you become one with that, and you suffer like nothing going north. Men, your wife, your girlfriend cannot be your God. Your fiance, ladies, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband cannot be your God. It won't work. Money, any material things, friendships, or whatever you want to call it, your job, don't make it your God. You will fear it. You will be afraid to lose it. And you will suffer. You will fear losing her or losing him or losing it or losing them. And you will be lonely. And then that fear will come and you'll find yourself going crazy trying to satisfy that fear, not knowing you have made something else, your God, other than the true God. He is not going to bother you if you want something or someone else to be your God. If you want the world to be your God, he'll let the world be your God, your heaven and your hell. It is up to you. And then the law says, which is of the heart, love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Don't resent anyone for any reason. There's never, ever, I don't care what happens. There's never, ever, ever, ever a reason to be angry. Never. For any reason. To be angry at anyone or yourself about anything. An angry person is an evil, wicked, not to be trusted person. They'll smile at your face this morning and cuss you out this evening. An angry person, whether it's your flesh and blood, is not to be trusted. All you do is pay attention to how you act and treat people when you're angry. You only love those who make you think they love you. And if they change their mind in any form or fashion, you hate them. And you change on them, you become their enemy. So that's the law. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God. And the law was with God, and God is the law, and the law will put into our hearts. And live by those laws, 10 commandments. All you have are 10, and if you keep the first one, you're going to definitely keep the second one, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, all the way up to the 10th. You will naturally keep them. But if you don't keep the first one, you can't keep the second one. What the? What the? It's so easy, but you make it so difficult because you love evil and you call it good. It's amazing. I understand. Some of you know I do counseling Mondays to Friday. Sometimes not on Friday. It all depends on my schedule. But by phone, Skype, or in-house, around the world. Nick, my computer went away. Oh. Amazing. Anchor Baby, energy taking care of everybody and everything. So I do counseling, so I hear a lot of devastating stories. It's not devastating to me, but what people are dealing with. And I'm listening to these people's stories of what they're dealing with. And I'm also listening to how they're constantly consulting, cooperating with thoughts from one thought to another one. One thought tells them to do one thing, and they go do it. And then when it doesn't work, because it's not going to work, the thoughts start laughing at them. Oh, I made a fool out of you. You listen and look what happened. And then they go right back to that same location of thought. And they consult with the thought again. Well, that didn't work. How do I do it this way? And the thought tell you, do this, bring them back, do this. And you do it again, and it get worse. And then you cry, and what do? You go right back consulting with evil, the thoughts, with lies. All thoughts are all lies, all the time, about anything. So as a result of dealing with a whole bunch of people around the world, in places I didn't even know existed, because the internet goes everywhere, men and women, family, individuals, whatever. So if you want counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com for an appointment, or call 800-411-BOND, 800 888-411-2663. You may need two sessions, but one at best. It all depends on you. And some people like follow-ups once in a while. So I wrote down just three never, ever, ever, never. But you do what you want. These are just my suggestion. But it's your life. You don't take this advice if you don't want to. You do what you want. All right? Don't say, well, I listened to Justin. I didn't go back. Or I didn't do this and I didn't do that. No. You do what you want. That way you can suffer your own pain and maybe you will learn the hard way. All right? So I'm just giving you really the best advice. But do what you want with it. It's up to you. Listen up. This is really, I could avoid a lot of pain when I was dating and was about to get married twice and all that mess. But, so I have some advice for you, but do what you want. You don't have to take this advice. All right. I just thought of another one, but write down in case I want to remember it. Just in case. I'm writing so I can remember. Because hate is not in the room. Normally, I let white people remember all my intellectual stuff. Because I don't want to clog my brains up with trying to remember it. So, listen up. Come close to the phone. I mean, come close to the TV, whatever you're watching. These are some don'ts, but do what you want. All right, y'all hear me saying that, right? So don't go out there being lying, saying, well, Justin told me to do that. I did it because Justin said it. If you don't have sense enough to see it for yourself, don't follow these instructions. You got to see it for yourself. Think about all your life. You've been listening to what somebody else said, and you didn't even know if you knew it was true or not. And you've suffered because you don't see it for yourself. It said in the Bible, in the Word, for those who have ears, let them hear, and eyes, let them see. Not physical eyes or physical ears. There are inner eyes and inner ears that you should live by. Your physical eyes are just when you're looking out all yonder into the world, the material world. Okay, because of time, I'm going to give you some don'ts. But do what you want. Now, you hear me saying, telling the people do what they want, right? Now, you hear me telling the people to do what they want.
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
And they don't have to take this advice at all. You hear me? I have a witness so that if somebody said, well, you said to do it, that's why I did it, and whatever. I'm telling you to do what you want, but my best advice. Number one, and this was for men and women around the world, never, ever, never, ever, ever, but never, ever, 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 never, but do what you want. Number one, never marry a person to help them get their green card. Do not do that. The devastating stories I've heard over the years from men and women who got married under the pretense they thought, oh, I thought she loved me. Oh, I thought he loved me. So I married him. And I thought once we get the green card, things would be fine. It's never going to be fine. you're marrying for both are married for selfish reasons. Number one, the person that is a citizen, you're marrying this person because you think you're getting love and you want something from that person that you ain't going to get. And that is not going to be love. They're not going to give you any love. They'll pretend with you for 100 years until you marry them, whether it's men with women, women with men. They don't love you, and you don't really love them. You're trying to do it because you think that you're going to get love. It's never going to work. It cannot work. It won't work. It ain't going to work because you're married for the wrong reason. It's hard enough getting married when you're citizens. Do not marry anyone to get a green card. They tell you, oh, well, when we get married, I have a green card. I'll be a citizen. Don't make children with those people either. I promise you, you will live to regret it. Because the one that don't need the green card, you're a citizen. Well, this is not the only thing that's going to happen, but you're going to always think, this person married me for a green card. And especially when things don't go the way you think they should go, and they're not going to go the way you think they should go. And then the person that needed the green card and you married them, they know they didn't marry you for love. They already know it. They married you for a green card. And for those who don't know what a green card is, it's for illegal aliens. It's for citizens, people who overstayed their visa. And they wanted to stay in this country. And they find some sucker to marry, pretend that they love them, and marry them for the green card. So they can become an automatic citizen of America, not because of love. And never because of love. And they'll date you for 30 years as long as they know one day you're going to marry me and I'm going to have a green card. Do what you want with that advice, but I recommend don't marry people that need a green card. If they can't get citizenship by going downtown to the whatever counselor and they fill out a test or whatever they have to do, do not do it, but do what you want. I recommend you don't. Number two, and this is especially for men, but for women too, it's for both. It really is for both when I think about it, but I hear it from men all the time. Listen up. In our country today, and maybe around the world, women have been convinced by the law of the land, of the earth, which never works anyway. They have been convinced that you can physically, verbally beat up a man and he better not respond. I know men that I've counseled with, the woman that they were with, and in some cases, more than one woman, they would go from one to another, have broken the men's arms and literally beat them up, cussed them out, and taken and stolen their money. And the men stood there and allowed them to physically beat them up without doing anything about it. Women like, well, why do you defend yourself? Well, if I hit a bat, if I defend myself, then I'm going to jail. Good morning, jail. How you doing? You gonna let some female beat you, whether it's your wife, your fiance, your cousin, whatever. You gonna let some female beat you up physically, almost break your arms and all kinds of things, steal your money, after you've already given all your money, and you won't even call the police in most cases. Do you know, even with the women, when you allow men to do you that way, do you know the more they beat you, the more they're going to beat you because they get a thrill, an excitement, a falseness of joy for beating you and taking advantage of you. And they're going to come back and do it again. I suggest the first hit, physical hit, call the police right then and there. Put it on camera if you can, but call the police, have them arrested, and leave them in the prison cell. And if they get out, do not ever, but never take them back. They will do it again. They will do it again, and next time it'll be even rougher because they know you, you felt sorry for me in jail. You came and bailed me out. You bail the devil out of the jail so the devil can come back and attack you again. Because the mind tells you, it's going to be different now. Yeah, it'll be different, all right. You may not make it out of that situation. The first time that you're hit by another person in a relationship, be done with them. Don't hate them, but be done. Because it's going to happen again. You don't understand the thrill that comes from beating up someone. And they're going to do it again. I don't care how they cry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I don't know what came over me. I would never do it again. I love you. They're lying. When they're crying, they're lying. They will do it again. And this I promise you. Men, put these women in jail. I don't care if you have 30 children with them and you raise your children. Otherwise, you will live to regret it. Because you're keeping a thrill, evil alive in the person. And then, number three for now. But do what you want. Never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever, for any reason, spend your money on a woman. And ladies, don't spend your money on men. Do not. The only time it may be okay is if you invite them out to a little nice little lunch or dinner. Because you invited them, you pay for it, of course. But don't be taking it all the way down to the restaurant road near up there by Beverly Hills. But stop giving the women your money, men. Especially the men got it bad. All they're going to ever want from you is money. They hate your weakness. You buy them clothes. You let them live with you without being married. And you spend your money on them. And then they steal your credit cards and all kind of stuff. And there's nothing you can do about it. Don't even live with them until you're married. And even be careful then. Give it a 7 years before you get married. But stop spending your, do what you want. But stop giving them, you're not supposed to do that. It's not manly. It's not normal. It is not love. You make them hate you because they see how weak you are and they're looking for a man that won't give them money. And you cry. What a mess, huh? So those are my never, 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 but do what you want. I have one other never, and I think when I come back, I'll give it to you. I'll just put it out there. It is Bible Thump on Thursday. I'll be right back. 888-77-JESSE. JESSE. Amazing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. A thoughtful Thursday, and I'm going to be taking your calls here. But I just had to do those don'ts. But first, I want to hear your white history moment. Someone that in history have had an impact on your life, on the country, whatever, whether they're in some other part of the world, your white history moment. All right, we're going to get to that. And then don't forget that I do special shout-outs, encouragement, congratulation, weddings, shout-out, birthdays, shout-outs, whatever the occasion is. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. You have two choices there, all right? And then don't forget to support us. And did you catch Bill yesterday? Oh, Lord, on Punchin' TV? It was amazing. Hank was on there with him of the HankReport.com. Bill on Punchy.tv, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. .tv. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and decreed, it is Friday when it comes. I talked to Terrence Todd. Terrence Todd. And Terrence is an ordained minister, an author, and he served as the executive director of the White House Initiative on Education Excellence for African Americans. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Children who are not raised intact or in the home, they're more likely to end up in poverty. So the feminist movement and all this other stuff that's been happening has been destructive to not only men, but also women and families in general and society as a whole. They removed the man, they removed her covering.
Yes.
Racism has become an industry that's getting paid. Everything comes back to money. Anytime you take the head off the body's sure to die.
What a mess.
Yes, it's a mess.
What a mess. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? I want to give you one more do what you want thing, right? But because all you're doing is consulting with the devil in your imagination. All thoughts are all lies. Your thoughts are not your own. They're not of God, so you're never going to get the truth from them. But you live by thoughts. I thought I was supposed to be praying to Mother Mary, you say. Christ never told you to pray to Mary. Your saints told you that and they lied to you. Your Catholic priest told you that they lied to you. There's only one God. Amazing, huh? But do you want? My producer was telling me that I think today or something like, and I don't want to quote it wrong, but something like this. He said that this is Jubilee. Either Jubilee or Jubilee time. I'm like, what is Jubilee? I think he said Jubilee, though. He said that it's when if somebody owe you debt after 7 years, you forgive them or something like that. What a mess, huh? If they ain't paid you back in 7 years, if they haven't paid you back in a year, they ain't going to pay you. You don't need to wait to Jubilee. You can forgive them before Jubilee or whatever that is. Amazing, huh? I got one more. Never, ever, ever. And this is for men and women. But do what you want. Do what you want, all right? Really, just do what you want. I'm okay with it. But I'm telling you, never, 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 it's not going to work. And even if you try to make it work, it's going to be difficult because your mind is going to tell you, well, you're supposed to work on a relationship. You're supposed to work. You got to work at it. That's a lie. That's a lie from hell. You're not supposed to work on anything like that. It happened naturally because it came together naturally, or it's not meant to be. Because if you try to make it work, it ain't gonna never work. But do what you want. But it's never gonna work. You've been lied to from your teacher. You're supposed to make a relationship work. That's a lie. That's a deep, real big lie. And you spend all your life fighting, trying to make a relationship work, and then you cry at night. Think about having a relationship, marriage or whatever, and you don't have to work on it. You just live. Isn't that amazing? But here's one last never for now. Never, never, but never. Ever, ever, ever. But do what you want. This is for men and women. Never marry, live with a person who says that they are a Christian. If they tell you, I'm a Christian, praise the Lord, or whatever they say, do not marry that person. Whether it's the men toward the women or the women toward the men, you're going to catch pure hell. And this I promise you. Christians, religious people, period. Not just Christians. It could be Catholic, Mormon, Allahu Abba, religious people, Christians, whatever. They're never going to mate for a good wife, for the guys, or a good husband, for the lady. Jewish, whatever religion it is, it doesn't matter. It ain't going to work. Because they have identified with their religion, and they have no love. They have no love. They have religion. And religion has become their God. And their hearts are still wicked, whether it's the male or the female. Even though married atheism is religion, they're married to that. Why not only have one God? One God. Why not do it the right way so it can always work? If you notice, God ain't got nothing to do with religion, any religion at all. So it may be your fault. God is not in religion. Christ didn't have anything to do with religion. He was of the Spirit. He was of the Spirit. And he pointed all of us back to the Spirit. He didn't point us to any religion. You might as well marry the government if you marry a religious person. The horror stories that I heard and seen, not just heard, but seen, with religious marriages and nothing less than evil. But do what you want. Those are my little do's and don'ts or don'ts. But you do what you want. Really. God gave you this life freely, and freely you can do what you want with it. You know how he let people think Jesus is God, right? He ain't forcing those people to change their mind. And those people cry at night. They're some the most unhappy people you ever want to meet. But they believe Jesus is God. And they don't even question, okay, if I believe Jesus is God, why am I afraid? Why I get mad? Why am I'm stressed? Why do I not listen to the teacher within? Why don't I know heaven is within? Why do I keep looking outside? They don't even question it. And God just said, okay, whatever, what the? God goes, what the? He only helps those who want the help, who invite him in to come down. God, I am tired of living this way. I don't want to be afraid anymore. I'm tired of being lonely. I'm tired of being jealous. I'm tired of identifying with others and trying to be like others. I'm tired of whatever your issue. I want to be different. And don't define what the difference is. And he'll take over. And they will become different. And it will be amazing. But do what you want. All right? 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Jesse. Let me go to first-time caller out of California. Ronnie out of California. Ronnie, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Ronnie. Happy White History Month.
Appreciate it, man.
Right on.
I'm
hear like noise
you,
in your phone.
I'm a big fan of you, man. I have some questions about some life advice.
Okay.
If you could. So I've been an addict since I was 17 years old and everything. Cocaine and alcohol.
How old are you now?
23.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I've been down and out. I've had my up and downs. Been bouncing around household to household. I've recently been back into my grandmother's house. I work at fast food right now, which is honestly depressing. But
what the? Go ahead.
But I want to get into trucking.
Okay.
Moving freight. But I don't know how to get into that without the money, because I'm constantly going broke every time I get my paychecks. So I don't know. I kind of just want an uplifting. I've been trying to get sober and everything. I've been for about 2 months now.
And you said that you from cocaine and alcohol?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Do you smoke pot too?
No, I used to. I replaced that with the alcohol because started getting like, I don't know, schizophrenia.
Oh, okay.
I guess I got like a couple bad batches, I guess.
And you start seeing things?
I guess I just got a bad reaction. My heart started going real fast and stuff.
Amazing. And so my first question is, why do you call yourself a cocaine addict or alcoholic? Why do you call yourself those things?
I lost my brother a couple years ago, so I kind of fell deeper into that. And then I recently lost my mom last year in October. Fell deeper into it. And sometimes I have my, you know, I have my days where I want to climb out of it, and I do for a while. And then I have my times where I just see a tunnel.
But why do you call yourself an alcoholic or a drug addict? Why? Because that's not who you are. That's what you do, but it's not who you are. And how will you ever overcome it if you continue to call yourself that? Because
I guess it's because that's all I see myself as.
But that's not who you are, and I promise you that. That's what you do because you're trying to escape your misery, your conflict. But that's not who you are. So I would recommend the first thing you do is to never call yourself that again. Because it's just another false identity that is keeping you in that because you think that's who you are. And it's not who you are at all. It's what you do, but it's not who you are. So never call yourself a drug addict or alcoholic or anything. Ever again.
Yeah, I definitely have the habit of looking down upon myself.
Yeah. And as long as you do that, you're going to be in misery. So number one, never call yourself those things again. It is what you're doing because you're in such misery, so many conflict on the inside, and you're using those things to try to make yourself feel better. It's not going to ever set you free. It's what you're doing. You got to, and you will stop doing it. Don't worry about it. But you got to stop calling yourself that. Number two, if you really want to be free of all the conflict that is causing you to try to use something to make yourself feel better, you got to drop all anger. Because anyone who has anger, resentment, worry, stress, fear, and doubt, and all that loneliness and everything, you are separated from the source of life, from real life. You're separated from it. You're separated from God. But if you drop the anger by realizing, I'm wrong for being angry, I'm wrong for judging myself or anyone, and you drop that anger, everything, you're going to 100% start feeling better right away because the conflict of the heart is going to disappear. And then you're going to find yourself not needing drugs or alcohol or anyone or anything, but you got to drop the anger. Do you know how to drop the anger?
I've tried to. It's very hard, though.
And
I'm angry at myself, to be honest, mostly.
And when you say yourself, who are you? Who are you angry at?
I'm angry at the way I've processed things in the past 2-3 years.
And what good is it doing you to be angry about it?
Just where I've gotten myself. I've had plenty of hopes and dreams to conquer, but I have yet to conquer one thing.
And what good has it done you to judge yourself like that? Has it helped?
Not at all, no.
So why don't you stop doing it? Do it differently. How about not judging yourself?
What would happen? Every time I touch the bad things, it just drags me deeper.
Right. Because when you're judging, you go deeper into hell. When you get mad at yourself about anything, you go deeper into hell and you go far away from heaven, which is within you. So you got to, I recommend stop judging yourself. You cannot help yourself. If you could help yourself, you wouldn't be doing those things. Something else is driving you. It makes you do the things you don't want to do. You even say, wow, that was a bad high or whatever. And you say, I'm never going to do it again. And you end up doing it again because you lied to yourself.
I have been lying to myself. I relapsed recently, and couple nights before right now, I was trying to sleep at night, and I kept having these dreams of people that I know antagonizing me, and I had dreams of my mother, who recently passed away last year, seeing her in my dreams, and everything was just going against everything, you know. I was seeing evil things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I woke up in a puddle of sweat, and I was sweating at work, like from head to toe, crazy.
So
scared.
No big deal. You got to drop your anger, and I promise you, Ronnie, you drop that anger, you will become free. Because you will reconnect with life itself, which is within you and above you. You got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you.
Yeah.
Your mother did this to you by making you angry when you were a little kid, by recreating her image. And your resentment, your hatred for your mother, because we become like what we hate. All men and all women become like their mothers. All. It doesn't matter the race or anything. They become like their mothers because they hate their mothers. And they call that hatred love, but they resent her. And the mothers have, without understanding most of the time, sometimes they know what they're doing. They have deliberately recreated the children, their image, to turn them away from the fathers. You got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you.
It was basically, my father passed away when I was 3 days before turning 5 years old. And then my mother, she went off and was on drugs and everything. I was raised by my grandmother, and my grandmother was on drugs. So, I mean, it's basically the same thing that you're saying.
You got to forgive both of them.
Yeah.
The worst thing that can happen to children is to be raised by women and not have a father there to protect them from, whether grandma, or mama. It's the worst thing that can happen to children, boys and girls, because women don't have love. They only have hate until they forgive their mothers. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Hold on, I got to take a break, top of the hour break. I'll come right back to you after this call. 888, I mean, after the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back. 2 more hours to go. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A new poll. According to far-left extremist off the deep end liberal AP News, says a new AP hyphen NORC poll shows how views on Trump's handling of the Iran war have shifted. I wonder how they've shifted. Interesting, I guess. Not that anybody knows really what their real opinion should be. Anyway, the conflict enters a new phase as Saudi Arabia, as you know, helps hit proxies and diplomacy stalls. As you may have heard, Fauci has invoked or invokes the Fifth Amendment in a heated Republican-led COVID-19 China virus hearing. Also, do you toss your food once the date on the label has passed? Experts say that can often be a waste. Nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. Get it, call in. The lines are full right now. Hang tight, callers. Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls. Oh, a line just opened up. 888-77-JESSE. 888-775-3773. Young or old, all right? And Jesse will be right back. We'll get to your super chats as well and some awesome, great stories. But it is hate news, not fake news. Europe sweltering through record heat. Shoppers are snapping up air conditioners. They're grabbing air conditioners and buying them. But most ACs are made in China. Oh, and the EU has tariff threats or something like that. Huh, what a mess. Maybe they need to get rid of minimum wage so we can start making air conditioners in Europe and America and stuff. That'd be nice. Anyway, midterms outlook. Less than 100 days before the midterms, voters are agitating for wholesale change in Congress and looking for the Democrat Party to make that happen. A new Commie Nonsense Network CNN poll, this is from Commie Nonsense Network, by the way, shows Democrats leading Republicans on the generic ballot by 8 points, 8 points among registered so-called voters, and holding a 20-point advantage among voters who say they are extremely motivated to vote. Let me tell you about this poll. Most Americans say the war in Iran has not been worth fighting, so they claim. President Trump's approval rating on Iran has fallen slightly since last month, according to a new AP-NORC poll. But what do the people know anyway, right? Their polls and surveys analysts questions like, what's the most interesting finding from the latest poll? There's been an apparent decline in Republicans' approval of how our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is handling Iran, dropping from a roughly 71% last month to 61% now. 28% of U.S. adults approve of Trump's approach. About two-thirds of Americans say, so-called Americans, say the war with Iran has not been worth fighting, as if they know, right? But shout out. That frustration could be a problem for Republicans as the midterms approach. Most so-called Americans say it's highly important the U.S. prioritize keeping gas prices low and negotiate a ceasefire. Everybody thinks that they're the boss of the world, huh? How does Trump's approval trajectory compare with past presidents? In this new poll, 33% of U.S. adults approve of Trump's handling of the presidency overall, slightly below what he was at this point his first term, and similar to where crooked Joe Biden, shout out. Well, he's not crooked anymore. He's beautiful Joe Biden, our second greatest president. Info may be false, okay? Was about 1.5 years into his presidency. Huh. Whatever. The stop-start fighting between the United States and Iran appears to have entered a new phase as Saudi Arabia, as you know, has publicly joined military escalations against Tehran-backed proxies, complicating a conflict that now includes every country in the region, nearly, almost. At the same time, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Don't worry about it. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Bible Thumper Thursday. Happy White History Month. Hour 2.
Mm-hmm.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show and still listen no matter what you're doing. Listen, listen to me. I can feel your eyes go through me. And I don't know why. Amazing. You can listen on your phone and still move about by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I don't feel your face.
Yeah. Woo. Amazing. Shouting for the Lord. Bible Thumper Thursday. So I mentioned my producer had told me about something called Jubilee. So he gave me the meaning of it. The year of Jubilee is a biblical 50-year observation center on debt cancellation. The year of Jubilee is a biblical 50-year observation center on debt cancellation. The freeing of slavery and the return of the land of original families. That's from Wikipedia. Oh, so is this referring to the Jews when they were returned to their land, their occupied land in Israel there? So he's saying that this is when the Jews returned to their land in Israel, in occupied land in Palestine. And they were free from slavery. And they returned back home to Israel. Oh, thank you, Derek. That's from Wikipedia. Amazing. I've not heard that before. this was happening in the Old Testament when they were set free from bondage, and they were sent back to Israel, to their homeland. Thank you, Derek. I was not aware of that. I do appreciate it. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Happy White History Month, by the way. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, is the last day of White History. I would believe I was talking to Ronnie out of California, and he's not there right now. So, Ronnie, if you have all you need, I wish you well with that, or you can call back if you like. It's up to you. All right, you can call me back. So I gave you the don'ts, but do what you want, right? I want to, and I have encouraged you to overcome the world psychologically and emotionally. You can overcome the world. And once you do that, you'll be in the world and not affected by the world. And some people, even Christians, think that life is hard. You're supposed to have a hard time in life. Life is just hard. You're supposed to endure and have a hard time in life. God said, and Christ repeated it, God's ways are easy. His burdens are light. Satan's way, the deception, the deceiver's life is hard and rough and up and downs and situations. That's not from God. But do what you want with that. All right? So you should do what you want, but overcome the world of the mind and emotions. And you'll be in it, but not of it. And you'll be able to lay your weapon down and live your life. Because the world, the earth, is not heaven. And man is not God. And it's only going to get worse. For an example, remember when that old Karen Bass, the so-called mayor of L.A., I've debated her before. Karen Bass doesn't even know up from down. But they vote her in because she's a female, she's black, and now look what you're getting. And it's going to get worse because look like they're going to vote her back in again. Remember how she's spending all that money to help the homeless, putting them into apartments and all that kind of stuff. The homeless, right? And the media and everyone, including Bass, was telling us that things are getting better. The homeless situation not bad anymore. But I was like, if the homeless situation not a big problem, how come everywhere I go, I still see homeless people? And especially in the downtown L.A. area. Oh, Lord, but not only. I see them on the streets of Beverly Hills, everywhere. And now they'll tell you, well, homeless situation is bad again. It went down, but it's back again. It never got better. I believe they lied to you. They lied to you. And now even the neighbors in the suburbs, in the nice areas, are complaining about the homeless people because the homeless people have been told to go out there and live amongst the rich. Residents in West L.A., nice neighborhood. Residents in West L.A., neighborhoods said they tried to, they are tired of continuous, disruptive, homeless activities targeting their home. They're tired of people targeting their homes. Watch this from KTLA 5.
The family in West Los Angeles is afraid to walk out their front door after making a frightening discovery, a homeless woman to sleep on their porch. That family says they have empathy for people forced to live on the streets, but they fear for their own safety and they want more help from police.
Cher and Micah, neighbors tell us this is not an isolated incident, and they say they believe the system simply isn't keeping up.
At first it was okay, but recently it's getting really bad.
Homeowner Sasan Najati says he found her when he stepped outside to walk his dog.
I asked her nicely to just leave. You cannot be here. She ignored me. I had no choice to call the cops.
Najati says he called police, but before officers arrived, another camera recorded the woman grabbing a rock and scraping his parked car, leaving behind more than $1,000 in damage. He says this wasn't a one-time encounter.
She black. Amazing, huh? Care about to feel your pain. The guy walking out the door, it seemed like on his phone, he walked right past the home of the person on his porch. Why you got to be on the phone as you walking out your door and you don't see the homeless person laying right there on your porch? The dog is saying, hey, there's a black homeless person over there. He's on the phone. I've said over and over again, I would suggest when you're out and about, you need to be aware of where you are and what you're doing instead of being on that phone. Ain't nothing on that phone that important that you got to walk with your head down on the phone. And he's going to ask her nicely, oh, excuse me, you're on my porch. Do you mind leaving? I mean, like, bitch, what you doing on my porch? If you don't get up and get out of here right now. You're being nice. Neighbors have documented instances of public misuse of residents' property.
Other videos show different people using the family's garden hose as a shower and plugging electronics into an outlet next to the driveway.
This is West LA.
Stressful scenes, they say, that have become part of everyday life.
My daughter cried the whole day. We don't feel safe here anymore. We just want to have a normal life.
The surprise.
Next-door neighbor Christopher Scott says he never expected these kinds of problems when he moved here after losing his home in the Palisades fire.
Mentally unstable homeless who scream as they're walking down the street. That was a real shock.
Both neighbors say they know homelessness is a humanitarian crisis. They also say families shouldn't have to choose between empathy and feeling secure at home.
With two kids, it makes it difficult to explain what's safe and what's not safe.
Why in the world are you feeling empathy for a homeless person? And why did that guy stand there and watch that heifer leave? He probably was scared because you were black. And she scratched his car according to a report. Fear is not good. And I'm wondering out loud, would these same people vote for another Democratic mayor, whether it's Karabas or that other heifer from India? Are they going to vote for the same person? You're going to still get what you deserve. Because Karabas or no Democrat going to clean up the homeless situation. It ain't going to happen. And Karen has proven she's not going to do it. It's still happening. Right in front of your face. According to the report, after 2 years of quote-unquote decline, homelessness in Los Angeles County has risen again. I say it never left. Watch this.
Homelessness was declining across L.A. County for two straight years, but not anymore. A latest number show a 3.4% increase to more than 45,000 people living on the streets in L.A. County, or living on the streets in the city, rather. The county's total climbed to nearly 73,000. Officials cite major funding cuts and fewer housing subsidies as the key reason for the increase. We have reached out to Mayor Bass's office. They got back to us and said that they are addressing concerns in this neighborhood. We also reached out to Council District 5. They say they already have their homeless outreach teams in this neighborhood to assess the situation. We'll let you know if anything changes.
Isn't that amazing? They're assessing the situation while you're living with it. in it. And you still vote for them. Nothing never going to change. Amazing, huh? The people have the life that they want. You want this life because you know Karen Bass or no other female that you vote in, or male or Democrat, whether male or female. You know, already know, that they're not going to do anything to make anything better. If anything, they make it worse. But you still vote for them. And then you complain. And it's, those people are paying, I mean, a lot of money to live in those areas. It's not cheap as it is. And now they're afraid. But the government, California government, want to give these people all your tax money. And most of that money ends up going somewhere else and not to the so-called homeless people anyway. But you still vote for them. Jesus said in Luke 6:27-28, Jesus said, love your enemy. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. He didn't mean this kind of homelessness. He didn't mean let these people come into your area and destroy your neighborhood, destroy your house, your home. He didn't mean that. He meant don't hate them. And then when you're of love, you see when to help and when not to help. All homeless people don't need help because they have the life that they want. And you walk by them and give them money and things like that, they run right to the pot house and buy some pot or cocaine or some type of drugs. Amazing, huh? Jesus wasn't talking about this kind of mess where your government deliberately bring people out on the streets and keep them there by feeding them and giving them drugs, free drugs. All in the name. They have compassion. Lord have mercy. You don't even know what compassion is. You have emotions. And emotions are not compassion. Any kind of emotion is not compassion. Deuteronomy 15:10. You shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him. Because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works. In all to which you put your hands or whatever. And it doesn't mean what you think it means, folks. What a mess! 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle. Let me go to the first time caller out of Colorado. James, you know who that is? I'm sorry? Let me go to Christian out of Colorado. Christian, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. A happy White History Month.
Thank you. So I've got this thing that keeps popping up in my in my life, and I know it's not true, but it keeps surfacing, and we keep
come back to your phone, Christian.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, stay right. You're not on Bluetooth or anything, right?
No, okay. I'm not.
Okay, stay with the phone. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've got this underlying feeling of, and I know it's a lie, that I'm not good enough, you know, not worthy. And I just lost my dad. So I don't know how to get over this. And I keep doing things to prove it to myself.
To prove what to yourself? That you're good enough?
That I'm not good enough.
You keep doing things to prove to yourself that you're not good enough?
Yeah, and I don't mean to do that either. So I see it all. I just don't know how to overcome that.
And can you give me an example of what you do to prove that you're not good enough?
So, like, I've been in a relationship for a very long time, and I just lost my father, who made me feel very secure and loved and all of that, that, you know, a husband might make you feel.
Christian, are you outside or something?
Yeah, I'm outside.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, if you stay with your phone like that, I can hear you. Don't look away or move.
Okay, gotcha.
So you're married. Yeah, so, you're married, right?
No, I'm not married. It's been, you know, this is embarrassing. It's been 9 years. And I was fine with not being married up until my dad passed.
And you say your father made you feel love and secure?
Yes, yeah.
So are you living with a guy you're not married?
Yes.
Why are you doing that? Yeah.
Well, just that's how our relationship has been the whole time. You know, I didn't know better, and it's been this long now, so we're pretty situated in that, and we have a child together. He's 8, and I have an older son with a different man, and you know, this guy has been around for that long. So
how old is your older
son? But I keep doing things. My oldest son is 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was 8 when me and my current boyfriend got together.
So does your son, your older son, live with you and your boyfriend?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We all live together.
So give me an example of something you do to make yourself feel bad, not be worthy. What do you do?
Well, like, I'll just, so I didn't bring up the whole marriage thing for so long, and now it's kind of like, now I would like to, and but I don't, it's like I was doing really well, and I just wanted it to happen naturally, and but since my dad passed, it's been like more of a feeling of want, you know. But and now that I bring it up, it's like now I feel like it's pressuring him, and it's not natural, you know.
So is that an example of something you do to make yourself feel unworthy or something, do you say?
Yeah, like, so I just, I have these feelings of resentment now because it's been so long, and I've been so accepting and, like, positioned myself never to leave, And then it doesn't matter what he would do. I don't care. I'll just be here for him. And but now I feel this, and I know this isn't a real feeling either, but I can't help but that I feel the pain of it. And so I was very mean, and it's like I pushed him away, you know, and I keep doing that. And it's like I keep proving to myself that I'm not good enough for him to marry me. And I keep proving that to him. And I just, I want to get over this. I don't want to, I don't want to pressure him. I don't want to do any of that. I just would like for this to stop.
So you have said to him that you want to get married?
Yes.
And what did he say when you said that?
Well, he said, you know, he's tried to propose to me a few times and I've messed it up.
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know specifically what I did, but he has a ring. He's tried before, and he didn't go through with it.
So he bought the ring, and he asked you to marry him, right?
No, he hasn't asked yet.
But what do you mean he proposed to you?
No, he hasn't yet. He just said that he was going to, but
he was going to ask, but he didn't ask?
Yes.
And why not? Why didn't he ask you to marry?
Just our situation isn't the best, I guess. We've fought a lot, and we've had just issues. This relationship has not been easy. He has trauma too about in his past of abandonment. So I don't know, just our past traumas, I guess.
One other quick question. Your son that's not his, what is it like for him living with you guys?
It's very cordial, but my boyfriend doesn't necessarily like how he is in, like, certain situations. Like, he can be selfish and that's basically it. He can just be pretty selfish. And Jeremiah, my oldest son, he doesn't, he's very, like, cordial, but you can tell he doesn't really want to be part of the family kind of thing.
Yeah, always. So the son is selfish or the boyfriend is selfish?
The son.
Oh, okay. How is he? Give me an example of your son being selfish.
You know, he just doesn't want to be he's just not all in about the family, which I understand, you know.
Why is that selfish? There's no stepchildren want step-parents.
Right, yeah.
So why does he go live with his father?
His dad just, he doesn't have, he can't take care of himself.
Oh, amazing. Hold on for a minute. Can you hold?
Sure.
Okay, let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And check out Billy on Puncher TV. Brand new episode up there from yesterday, Wednesday. Every Wednesday, Bill does live episodes on Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. So check him out. Amazing. And if you like a copy of our newsletter, we put out newsletter two or three times a year. And we just released one a couple weeks ago. If you'd like a free copy, go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com and request one. All right? Amazing. And don't forget to like these videos. Let me go question back a Christian. Christian.
Hi.
I'm first time caller. And so your son by your other boyfriend does not like living with you guys. Because kids don't accept parent. And parents, whether it's the father or the mother who get involved with someone else, are very selfish. And they don't even think about the children. It's about themselves. And they're trying to get love from each other. And the kids, they know that. And they don't like that because it's already hard for them to be without one of their parents. And now their parents have been taken away by somebody else, whether it's the father or the mother. It just create anger.
Yeah, that was hard to realize. And I realized that so much, I didn't even think of him. It was all about me.
Yep. Parents are all about themselves. They do not love their children at all. It's all about self. And so your question for me is what?
How do I just deal with this and stop, like, acting out on it?
You got to stop going with thoughts about it. You must get to a point where you can observe the thoughts tempting you. Oh, ask him to marry you. Women do want to get married. It's not unnatural. It's natural that women want to be married. They want to have children. But when they put that first, when they make that the first thing they want, they're going to always make that their God, and they will always end up with the wrong man, and it will never work. It will always be problems. So what I recommend is that you got to get to the point that you resist thoughts. All thoughts about anything are lies. And so it's enough for you to see, you know what, I got into this situation. I can't blame my boyfriend or anyone. I was blind. I moved in with this guy without being married. I can't blame him for that. I did that. I was screwed up. And so stop blaming him and start watching those thoughts and do not give in to them at all. Don't communicate with them. Don't call them you. Have no relationship to thoughts so that the spirit of truth can destroy the thoughts, which are all illusion. They are not even real. They are evil, and they are not your thoughts at all, or God. But you got to, it's enough for you to see them, but do nothing about them. Go about your day just being aware of the thoughts, but don't respond to them in any way. And they will be taken away because you're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. All those things that you're thinking and feeling are happening inside of your body, but it's not happening to you. Yes, you do feel it in the body, but you're not the feelings. You're not your body. But you think that you are, and that's why you're reacting. You got to start giving it to the thoughts.
How can I do that? I just...
By doing the silent prayer so you can slow down instead of racing around in your imagination and thought and let the truth come in, and the truth will catch up with you. And the light, which is the truth, will destroy the darkness. Those thoughts are just dark and evil, and it will destroy. You can't do anything about it but let go and let it happen for you and stop calling it you. It's enough to say, you know, for a while, I see those thoughts, and if you didn't catch them, I feel the pain, but I'm not the thoughts. I'm not the pain. And eventually you won't have to say that anymore, but it's just a reminder that it's not you. So that you can stop giving in to them. And they will be taken away from you, I promise. If you let the light do it, the light cannot help you unless you allow it to help you. But if you try to help yourself, then you and the devil are one, and you're giving life to the devil and all his little demon to continue to make a home in you and destroy you.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I just, they just get so strong.
They're only strong because you don't have the power yet to do something about it. You don't let the power of God, the light, to come in to destroy them. You think there's something you can do about it, and you think it's happening to you. And you're giving them a false sense of power.
Yeah.
It's not happening to you at all. Nothing is happening to you. Nothing has ever happened to you. It's just that all these false identities you have about yourself is happening to that. And you think it's happening to you, but it's not. It's really not. You have never, nothing in your whole life has ever happened to the real you. It's happening to all these illusions, all these false identities you built up in your mind. So what are you, have you heard me say forgive your mother?
Yeah, and I have.
You told her?
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
I said, it's been years, but I said something like, I'm sorry I've resented you, and I forgive you, but something along those lines.
Oh, okay. And and may your father's soul rest in peace, and it sounded like you had a good relationship with him. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I recommend, and if you do it, you're going to have a real life, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to happen without your help, because the more you try to help yourself have life, you're never going to have life. You're going to always have misery, thoughts, and emotions, all right? I recommend you start, Have you started with the silent prayer yet?
Yeah, I do it every morning and every night.
Oh, okay. So here's what I recommend. You're in this situation with the boyfriend. You went into that situation unconsciously, meaning that you believe thoughts about it. Those thoughts tell you you're going to work out. Those thoughts tell you this is a good one. Those thoughts tell you, oh, one day you get married. No big deal. And you believed it all, right? So you went into it unconsciously. So from this forward, don't mention marriage anymore.
Okay.
Don't resent your situation that you're in, but to work on overcoming so you can see your way out, whichever way that is, by being aware of those thoughts. Don't go with the feelings. Be aware of them, and you will see your way out. This situation will work out for you, and it'll be perfect. But just work on your spiritual life now. It is what it is. You're in this situation. Stop judging yourself or your boyfriend or anyone else, and you'll see your way out of this situation.
Okay.
And there is no you to feel bad. There is no you to put yourself down or build yourself up. There's none of that. It's all an illusion.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as you're doing things to make yourself feel bad. You're believing lies about yourself feeling bad. You don't feel bad. The ego feel bad. The ego feel less than. The ego feel a false joy and a false happiness and all that mess. It's not you at all. It's an illusion. So stop about your situation. You're in that situation. Do the silent prayer morning and night. And during the day, practice keeping your mind where your body is. Know where you are and what you're doing at all times. And the situation will work out for you. It'll be settled for you. And this I promise you, because in the light will do the work. It will do it for you. And don't worry about the outcome. Don't think about, oh, is this going to work or not? When will it work? How will it work? Have a wait and see. One step at a time. So now that you know you got to do the silent prayer, be aware of those thoughts, that's the first step. Don't worry about the second step. If you do the first step, the second step will come to you, and you will do the second step. And once you do that, relax in the second step. Don't think ahead and wonder what's next. And the third step will come to you, and it will do it for you. The light will do the work for you. Of ourselves, we can do nothing, but it will do it for you. So don't worry about if it's going to happen, if I'm going to get married or not, what's going to happen. Stop bugging your boyfriend about it. And now just realize you're in a situation, do the silent prayer, and stay present. And when those thoughts are telling you that you are doing things to hurt yourself, or you are this and you are that, don't believe it. Watch it, but don't believe it.
Okay.
Any questions about any of that?
No, not at all.
Does any of it make sense?
Yeah, it all makes sense. I just had to be reminded.
Yes. That's why we need good fellowship. Fellowship, and I love the Bond. Do you watch the Bond Sunday morning fellowships?
Yes.
Okay, stay with that. Because
I will.
Everybody come together, the men and women come together, and they remind each other by being a testimony to what's going on in their lives. They're just reminding everyone, this is what's going on with you. This is, without even trying. Because everybody has the same problem that caused with the same reason, by the same reason, which is anger and a false sense of the imagination. So stay with watching the services, listen to the show. And I'm telling you, Kristen, you're going to have an amazing life, but you got to let go.
I will.
And there's no one there to feel bad about. There's no one there to cry about. There's no one there to do anything of those. It's all an illusion. It's not even real. So shaking in your boots, be aware of the shaking, but do nothing about the shaking, and the light will do it for you. It will get rid of all the darkness.
Thank you.
Amazing, huh?
It is, yeah.
And let your older son know, you know what, son, I understand why you're not happy here. I should not have gotten with anyone until you was an adult, if I had to get with someone, until you were grown and gone. I'm wrong for that, and I apologize.
I will.
And hopefully, does he have any relationship with his father at all?
He tries, but his dad just doesn't put in any effort at all.
Well, tell him, make sure that not to resent his father or you, so that he doesn't end up like you guys.
I will.
So any other, before I run, any other questions about any of this?
No.
So don't bug your boyfriend anymore about marriage. You work on your spiritual life, and everything else will work for you. You'll be fine. If you stay together, it's going to be fine. If you end up leaving, it's going to be fine. But let it happen naturally.
I will.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it is.
And
thank you, Jesse.
And if you have you heard me say when she's crying, she's lying?
Yeah. Yes.
So you know you're lying when you're crying, right?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it, but yeah.
And the reason that when she's crying, she's lying because in all honesty, there's no one there to cry. Even the person that's doing the crying is an illusion. And in the light, there's nothing to cry about because you have perfect peace.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But keep crying until you don't have to cry anymore, all right?
Okay.
What a mess! So wipe up your tears. Wipe your tears away. Do the silent prayer. And when those pain come from the thoughts in your body, don't call it you. Be aware of it. But eventually you start catching the thought and you won't have the pain. But just be aware, but let it happen. Do nothing about it.
Okay. I'll do that.
And don't call it you. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. I will.
Any other question?
No, not right now.
All right. Just stay with it, Christine. Don't give up, Christine.
I won't. I'll stay with it.
All right. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
John Z on Punchy TV gave a super chat. No message.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
That was over during Bill's show.
That's with Bill.
The tail end of Bill's show.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Sion said about Jesse, my love, talking, bragging about her nephew, Jimmy. You would love him. He's a well-mannered young man. It's not his parents doing. It's just his nature.
Right on.
Grew up Orthodox Christian.
Amazing.
And he's a deacon at the church. Very nice.
I wish him well. That sounds nice, Sion.
She says, I'll continue to send him your videos.
Right on. Amazing.
Brian R., 1 Corinthians 11:3. I believe this was at the tail end of yesterday's show. I'm not sure if I got to it. 1 Corinthians 11:3 describes the order of God. Paul to Ephesians, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Husbands, love your wives, and wives, submit to your husbands in everything.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Bible Thumper Thursday.
Nice. Scott T. and Cole W., welcome JLP show members on the YouTube channel.
Thank you, Scott T. and Cole. Amazing.
Jamie, Jesse, can you ask...
Can you
get Dr. Fauci on the show and question about him about his diary and scams? What kind of man has a diary, beta?
I know. What the?
Whoa.
The man, you're not supposed to have a diary? What the? And then lay on your bed and cross your legs up and write into your diary, dear diary. What a beta! Thank you.
Pork Chop Express, a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Lockwood is your best guest.
He is. Bill Lockwood is amazing. Check out Patriotic. What's Bill Lockwood's website?
Ko-Fi.
ko-fi.com/patrioticpulpit.
Nice.
Right on. And Bill just moved from Texas to Tennessee, so he's in the process of moving. And if the website has some issue, be patient. All right. Amazing. Thank you.
Pork Chop Express says, Jerome never said yesterday the Somalians stole from Shiloh and followed her to her car. They also lied about the kid's age. Jerome thinks Black's new entitlement is stealing, alleges Pork Chop Express.
Amazing. I don't know about all that pork chop, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Savrix, the guilt and compassion part of wokeness acts as a bypass mechanism over someone's self-preservation and self-survival brain emoji. Race aspect for unlimited scapegoating.
Anyone who has anger / resentment has guilt. And you work hard to cover that guilt up, and you never find peace. Amazing. Thank you.
Juan Ramirez says, good morning, everyone. If possible, hey, can you Google, what do I do if my wife yells at me? Then, what do I do if my husband yells at me? What a mess.
What a mess.
I did Google it, and then I searched it, and on Brave, it was most stark. Brave says, what do I do if my wife yells at me? Stay calm and avoid yelling back.
I rest my case.
And then Brave search, what do I do if my husband yells at me? Your immediate priority is your safety.
Oh, Lord. Neither one should yell back.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan. Amazing.
Robert, thanks, Jesse and team. I'm a bit late with this, but Sunday fellowship was mind-blowing. It just gets better.
I have to tell you, folks, even for me, I'm up there, quote-unquote, teaching, pointing people back to the Father, but I've been helped as I'm helping. I thank God for 36, 37 years we've been doing those meetings, and I've been at every one of them that I've had, and they are amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check them out. Check it out. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, two coffees. Biblical question response.
Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
Yes, most definitely do we have complete control of our life. It's simple. Everyone, especially when turning into an adult, has their own decisions and choices to make. Those decisions and choices create output and results in your life. Anyone who thinks they don't have control is either mentally ill, incarcerated, or a beta.
So he has 100% control of his life?
Yes.
What do you mean by we have it?
I feel like he's suggesting that we all, every human being, has control. And the only people who don't think so, they're mentally ill, incarcerated, or a beta.
But he believes he has it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Jamie says, I see a couple no answers for do we have complete control of our lives. It's from women. Of course, y'all don't. The man has the final say in things. Get back in the kitchen.
Thank you.
And I got to read the rest of these later. California Taco and the rest. Hang on. We'll read them later.
I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to your calls, folks. Thank you all for your super chats and all that beautiful stuff. Hate news and not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Amazing.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work. And I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what.
Less than 100 days before the midterms, CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, would like to remind you, voters agitating for wholesale change in Congress and looking to the Democrat Party to make it happen. As I told you last hour, the U.S. launched a heavy wave of strikes against Iran after the country attempted an attack on U.S. military positions Tuesday. Yes, a couple days ago. The conflict is drawing in more countries after a drone sparked a fire at an Egyptian port in Saudi Arabia, struck Iranian proxies in Iraq on Wednesday. And Poland is blaming Russia for firing a missile deep into its territory during a wave of deadly long-range strikes across Ukraine that killed at least 8 people. Earlier, Poland said they scrambled fighter jets in response to the large-scale Russian attack on Ukraine. Wow. Todd Blanche's nomination to be our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's attorney general, is in serious jeopardy after Senate GOP leaders had to postpone a key vote. The White on the Inside White House needs to reach a deal with the holdout Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who wants Trump's $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. He wants that fund killed. Otherwise, the nomination could stall indefinitely or be delayed until the fall. Don't know which is more important. We'll see. Inflation concerns. The Fed held interest rates steady Wednesday, but the decision was far from unanimous. That's fine with Fed Chair Kevin Warsh. That's Trump's pick, I think, who says he wants a good family fight or a robust discussion. That leaves Wall Street to choose between competing narratives. Kevin Warsh, pardon me if I'm butchering his name. How do you butcher Warsh? Stressed the central bank's commitment to taming inflation, but the bond market called his bluff as long-term yields surged. Don't ask me what that means. I don't know. I'm just reading it. School shooter's father sentencing today. Terrible disgrace of justice, in my opinion, perhaps. Colin Gray, the first parent of a school shooter, a father, white, to be convicted of so-called murder, will be sentenced later today. And he didn't even commit murder at all. He was not in any sense an accomplice, although he was criminally negligent, they call it. And so they charged him with like 27 things, and I think they convicted him on maybe all of it. I don't know. In Georgia, sentenced later today in the same Georgia courtroom where his son Colt Gray, nice name too. But that young man was sentenced to life in prison. They call him a child. Just days earlier for killing 4 people at Alapache High School in 2024. I can't keep track of all these school shootings. Another D.C. makeover, one of the country's least popular airports, is set for a multi-million dollar overhaul as part of our greatest president Trump's latest push to remake Washington and make it beautiful again. Song of the summer, Ella Langley, no endorsement implied, but happy White History Month, Ella Langley. Her so-called heartbreak anthem, as CNN describes it, Choosin' Texas, is topping the charts and breaking Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston's records. It's nice. No, but nobody seems to, it feels like to CNN that nobody knows her face or name. But shout out, beautiful White History Maker. So cool. Nice. And Netflix has this South African drama called The Polygamist. It's one of the streamer's biggest word-of-mouth hits. But I don't know. Mess. Terrible. Let me tell you about Fauci repeatedly invoking the Fifth Amendment at a contentious Senate hearing, according to far-left extremists off the deep end AP. Dr. Anthony Fauci declined to answer more than 100 times, maybe 111 times, according to some of the super chats that are coming up in pill.net. In a heated Republican-led committee hearing about his handling of the China virus scamdemic, new drama into partisan divides. Rand, shout out to Rand Paul. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the... you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. We're going to try and get to all of your calls in this hour. If you're out and about, you can still listen to the show if you got to run around. Anywhere in the world, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's amazing, huh? It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at, turn around and look at these people. What?
From the Lord. I got what I wanted. From the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in Jones. But God said it. I want it.
I'm going back. I'm Italian, bastards. What the? And my biblical question, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Hakin's telling me that it's not, I'm going to tell those bastards. Yes, he said that. Right? Is that what I hear, Nick?
I mean, that's what it sounded like.
But why?
No. Okay, let me be real. He did say, I'm a Southern Baptist.
Oh. Well, look like he said, I'm going to tell those bastards. I'm going back, and I'm going to tell those bastards.
Drunk as a Baptist.
Huh?
I'm drunk as a Baptist.
What the? My bad. I want to give you one story that is so interesting to me. I'm like, what the? And then I take your calls. But this, I want you all to watch it, hear it, and I want to know what you think about this. Because we weren't there, we don't know what happened, so let's not assume. Don't assume. But what do you think when you think about this story? From NBC News. Clip 30-388. NBC News report. This is so interesting to me. NBC News. A man fatally shot his wife and their six children. He shot his wife and their six children. White babies. Didn't he hear that we needed white babies? What the? But this man fatally shot his wife, according to a report. his wife and six children before he set the Michigan home they share ablaze, set the house on fire, and turned the gun on himself. According to authorities this past Monday, this is from a clip to Detroit.
My goodness, take a look at this family. Oh, Kimberly and DeMond, so many in disbelief. Amanda, known as Mandy Karolkevich, and her six children all killed. Her husband, Christopher, is accused of shooting all of them before then turning the gun on himself. Her family says they simply cannot even express their devastation.
We treasured every moment we had with her and her six children. And words cannot adequately express our devastation. That's from the parents of 39-year-old Amanda Karolkevich, known to many as Mandy, the wife of 47-year-old Christopher, and mother to six, ranging from just 5 to 15 years old, two of their children adopted. The suspicious fire at their home on Riverside Trail in Grand Haven Township, now being called a murder-suicide. Friday morning, calls coming in about smoke, but
they were unable to locate an actual house fire. Looked around the area and couldn't track it to a specific house.
A couple hours later, first responders trying to put out the fire, but finding the entire family dead. Investigators now say Chris shot and killed his wife and children before turning the gun on himself. Several fires found throughout the home. Police say intentionally set after the killings. Family pets also dying from fire and smoke.
So according to the story, the man killed the wife, and his children, and himself, and the dogs, the pets. I don't know if they're dogs or cats, but the pets, and set the house on fire. And according to this story, Mandy was remembered by her parents as a kind, devoted soul.
I feel sick. I feel terrible. I feel that this should never happen to anybody.
Mandy's parents telling Local 4 that Mandy was, quote, a kind and devoted soul who loved her family and her students. Mandy, an author and active on social media, sharing family photos and videos of her travels like this one.
Okay, the girls and I are in Shanghai.
Also a teacher at Grand Haven Public Schools. The school saying earlier this year that Mandy, quote, goes above and beyond, responding with empathy, patience, and care, and pours her heart into her work. Mandy's parents saying, quote, we pray for God's peace and comfort as we grieve their deaths and honor their lives.
Amazing. Well, may their soul rest in peace. But my question when I first saw this story, if it's true they had six children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? Six children, right? Yeah. Six children. And they're all very young on the picture. Why is she at work if she has six children? Why did she have a job and write books and carry on? What was missing as a result of her working? How did the husband feel about her working? What was going on about all that? And how is it that she's just so devoted to everything except being at home with the six children? Think about that. Remind me of that black Supreme Court judge that President Trump let go in there. She had some children, and one of them, or maybe two, were black. So she sympathized with George Floyd's situation. Now, her children were black, and she's liberal now, in my opinion. But why? How can you be married with six children and still run around being all devoted outside at a job? So I'm wondering what was really going, if what this story is saying is true, and I don't know, what was really going on in that marriage that would cause that man to do that, if he did it? What would do it? I've always said, and I stand by my words, married women, I mean, educated women do not make for good mothers, wives, and mothers, because they want to be like the man. And it brings nothing but problems. It brings nothing but problems. Oh, she was so kind and so good and so into the children at school and everywhere. How are you going to raise 6 children and then still go and call yourself working, whatever job may be? I just want to know what was on his mind. If he did this, what was going on behind closed doors that drove him to do this if he did it? I'm just wondering out loud. Amazing, huh? And according to Proverbs 16 through 19, Proverbs said, there are 7 things that God hates. Already I know that's not true, because God cannot hate. There's no hate in God. Maybe he disagreed with these things, and he did because of evil. But God cannot hate. So that alone is not true. Unless they mean hate in another way. Maybe back in those days, hate didn't mean what it means today. I give it a little credit, maybe. But God does not have hate. Satan has hate. That's why any human being with hate, with judgment, with resentment, are evil, just like their father, the devil. Proverbs says, there are 6 things the Lord hates. Yeah, yes, 7 are an abomination to him. Number 1, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that the heart that devises wickedness, wicked plans. Do your heart ever devise wicked plan for yourself and others? You are, if you're judging, that's wickedness. Feet that are swift to run to evil. Do you always run right to your thoughts, knowing that they're evil? No such thing as a good thought. A false witness who speak lies. Just lie. And one who sow discord among brethren. Do you gossip? Do you sow discord? You're evil. But may this family life rest in peace. What was going on behind those closed doors, huh? All those white babies are dead, and here we are needing more white babies. What the? Another situation in a marriage. Did you hear about this one? From ABC News. The wife of Kansas City Chief Offensive Coordinator Eric Bieniemy was allegedly shot by the couple's son at their home in Virginia on Sunday night. Oh, we don't have that one? Huh?
We went backwards, right?
Yeah, I went back. I'm sorry. 32-2A.
This dramatic moment captured on doorbell camera video shows deputies running, carrying out Mia Bieniemy, the wife of Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, after authorities say she was shot by their son. Watch as officers move toward the home with their weapons drawn.
Oh, They're breaking down the door.
The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office says Mia called 911 herself. Deputies responding around 7:30 Sunday evening to a home in Ashburn, Virginia.
Female reported she shot in the chest.
Eric Bieniemy rushing from training camp in Missouri to help take care of her. According to the criminal complaint, Mia's son shot her with a .22 caliber gun in the left forearm and shoulder.
Amazing. No love. That's not a sign of love. What was going on with that family? The boy's name was is Elijah Bieniemy. He's 27 years old, according to the report, and was taken into custody at the scene and is being held without bond.
Me and Bieniemy have been shot more than once, and there are other people in the house, to include Elijah Bieniemy, who we determined at the time was the suspect in the incident.
This video shows a man handcuffed outside the home. 27-year-old Elijah Zion Bieniemy was arrested and charged with malicious wounding, use of a firearm in commission of a felony, and discharge of a firearm inside a dwelling. Now he's being held without bond. As the team says, Mia is in stable condition.
She's a saint. You know, we all know that, the people that know her. One of God's good blessings right there now. Really special person.
Tonight, law enforcement still investigating this disturbing shooting.
So she's not dead, it sounds like. But how come when people die and all, everybody, they're so kind, they're so loving, they're so dead. She's a saint. I don't know this lady, but she ain't no saint. I know that. I don't know what happened in that situation, but apparently the son didn't think she was a saint. if it's true, what happened? It's a spiritual battle, folks. A spiritual battle. And until you return to the Father, men and women around the world. And why would this boy live in that home at 27 anyway? What the? 27? Baby, it's time to leave home. Leave home. There's a lot of places to go. And home is not one of them. Amazing. What a mess. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Let me go to John out of Houston, Texas. John, you are on the air. Happy White Houston Month, John.
Yes, sir. I'd like to mention a white person from history.
Right on.
That this white person from history is actually an illustrator named Norman Rockwell.
Okay.
He was born in 1894, and he did a lot of illustration. One of the more famous ones was the freedom of speech, freedom from want. So there's a couple freedom illustrations that he did. Freedom from speech, freedom of speech, freedom from want, freedom from, or freedom of worship. And I forgot the other one.
Amazing.
He did. Pull them up. They're really amazing. He's an American illustrator. You were alive while he was alive, but he died in 1978.
That's the year I graduated from high school. We have a picture of him right now.
Freedom of speech, Norman Rockwell.
Nice.
Freedom of what? Norman Rockwell.
I love all of his paintings, man. I love them all. There's just something about him that captures just a spirit. It's just plain, simple, but with a lot of attention. A lot of spirit in it.
Right on. Simplicity is always the way to go. And it cannot help but turn out to be beautiful if you just keep your life simple.
What do you say about him?
That first painting, Freedom of Speech, is so popular on the internet lately.
Let me see it again. I've seen it
a million times. I didn't know who it was. I welcome this information.
Let me see it.
Yeah. People like to use this image when they're like talking to each other online and saying, I'm standing alone. Oh, yeah. Well, anybody feel like this? And look, this is you see the man standing alone and they're all looking at him.
Amazing.
Standing alone, I guess, speaking his mind.
The average man and woman cannot stand alone. They need a crowd. They got to have one or two standing with them or they can't stand alone at all. That's amazing, John.
All right, I know.
I appreciate that.
Can I also...
Amazing, thank you.
One more thing, just since it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yes.
If you look at Proverbs 26:4... and then Proverbs 26:5, you'll see that the Bible does contradict itself.
Of course. I mean, common sense said that everything in the Bible is true because the Bible has been rewritten and written by human beings, and human beings they intentionally or sometimes unintentionally make mistakes. And they base it on their community or their feelings and all that kind of mess. But you're right.
Can you share an example, maybe?
About something that's not true?
In the Bible.
Seek and you shall find.
Is that true or not true?
Not true.
What does it mean then?
I don't know why they put that there. But, and another one that's in the Bible that's not true. Something like anger, let me see, fear is the beginning of wisdom. Fear is the beginning of wisdom, right?
Fear of God.
But that's not true either.
What does it mean then?
Somebody, I don't know why they put that there or who put it there, but I don't know what they mean. It's just, it's deceiving. It is meant to deceive you. Because there is no fear in God, and if we're sons and daughters of God, then there is no fear in us. And we should not fear God. We should love God. How are you going to love someone if you fear them? Most men and women fear their mothers. And they say they love their mothers, but they hate their mothers because they're afraid of their mothers. And they call it love. There's no fear in God.
Amazing.
And God doesn't want you to fear him. He said to love him, to come back home to him, be one with him. And there's no fear in that. As a matter of fact, when you become one with the Father, there's no fear in you at all because fear is of the devil. And then seek and you shall find. Who is seeking? Yeah. If there's no one there to seek, who are they talking about?
You got a point.
There's no one there. How are you going to seek if you don't exist?
Who's seeking?
Right.
Yeah.
Who is seeking? What a mess. But they say the Bible is a flattable word of God. They're lying.
What about when the guy went to Jesus and he said, and I was talking to some friends and my friend brought this up, but the guy went to Jesus. I was talking to a friend, he brought it up.
Oh, okay.
The guy went to Jesus and he said, what do I need to do to follow you? And Jesus said, well, sell all your possessions and then give to the poor and then follow me. And then it said the man went away sad because he had a lot of possessions. But who was sad because who was sad? You know?
That's right. The man, and when God said that to the guy, Christ said it to the man, He's just telling the man, hey, don't love your stuff more than what's right. Don't make your money, your fame, your name, or anything else your God. And the guy can do that. Who would I be if I don't have my famous name? Who would I be if I don't have these big mansions on the hill and all this money? Who would I be if I don't have my false gods? And he couldn't give it up. He wouldn't let it go.
Well, I don't think he was sad because he had all the possessions that he wanted.
Right.
So he wasn't sad.
That's right. Well, he still wasn't happy because possessions of things would not bring you peace. He just wasn't broke. But the reason he wanted to follow Christ because something else was missing in his life. He gained the world, but he still lost his soul. Nick has something else about that proverb. Oh, you know? Oh, okay, he changed his mind. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Have a nice day. Thanks.
It happened. Why here's your mind?
Amazing. July just feels white.
July just feels white. Amazing. Thank you, John.
Thanks.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to another John out of Connecticut. John, you are on the air.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I think I've
come back to your phone, John.
I am here.
Okay.
I'm right here. No speaker or anything.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think I have a loophole in having to forgive my creator, because I really have a lot of resentments against my creator.
Who is your creator?
Yacoub the scientist.
What?
Yacoub the scientist. Nation of Islam believes him. Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, you a Muslim?
No, no. But I learned a few weeks ago about that Yacoub the scientist, 6,600 years ago, started making white people. He was actually from the moon, and that exploded, and him and his followers ended up in Mecca. And Yacoub took 600 years of breeding black people to make them lighter and lighter and lighter until they became white people. And he made me, like, you know, dumb and violent. And, you know, I don't like that, of course.
But when I don't really know what you're saying, so maybe because I'm black and slow. You said you have a problem with God?
Well, yeah. Well, Yacoub was my creator. That's what Nation of Islam tells me.
Are you a Muslim?
No, but that's what they tell me.
The Nation of Islam said that.
Yacoub the scientist made me.
Oh,
made
white
people.
Oh, I remember hearing Louis Farrakhan say that white people came about because some angry black people who were the first on the earth went into a laboratory and created the blue-eyed devil, the white man.
Yeah, we was beakers and she did, you know?
Yeah. I remember him saying.
So, you know, the thing is, I really have a resentment against him. And I don't think because, you know, he's not even an Earth person. He came from the moon and he got sort of sent here because when the moon exploded, it ended up making another moon and the Earth. And he ended up in Mecca and all the people ended up in Mecca. And I think, like, he made us kind of dumb and violent and to oppress black people for 6,000 years. And then the thing is, I wanted extra eyes. I wanted a nice tail, you know, to keep myself, you know, balanced while I'm running. And, you know, I wanted, you know, extra wedding tackle, you know, maybe three more sets of wedding tackle, enormous size, you know.
Well, forgive Louis Farrakhan, because of time, forgive Louis Farrakhan. He know not what he does. The stretch off is open on pills.net. I'll be right back. Thank you, John. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Darkest days in the smoke in the sky, getting higher, higher. I feel the weight of a million miles in the fire, the fire. I've been on my own, lost my way.
Amazing. Worshiping is Thursday. We're in worship mode. We're in the worship mode. The Hank Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHankReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And his show has been amazing. If y'all have not tuned in, make sure you do. You will not regret it. From 9 to 11. And then energy given to him by God all over the place. Amazing show as well. With that energy. The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. I don't see it. Oh, you showed it already? Oh, my bad. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 Pacific time. And again, a brand new episode of Puncher TV with Bill, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. You don't want to miss that, all right? So, and thank you all for your support. Go to rebuildingtheman.com or JLPTalk to make a donation. JLPTalk or scan the QR code or call 800-411-BOND. We need your financial support. Helping us, helping others. Those who are helping us, thank you. You can call 800-411-BOND. All right? I do appreciate it. Let me go to Jim out of Massachusetts. I mean, James. James, you are on the air.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Happy White History Month, James.
Been a couple of years since I last spoke to you.
Amazing.
I live in this horrible blue state of mine, Massachusetts. Boston is not too far gone yet, but I do rattle some skins around here because, like, I had not too long ago had purchased the Happy White History Month T-shirt.
Right on.
And I'm wearing it in the neighborhood. That neighborhood is full of blacks. And they're like, "You can't wear that around here." I said, "Watch me."
There you go. Are you a black, James?
I'm mixed. I remember the last time I called, I told you I'm mixed. I'm half black and you could say white, but it's of Portuguese ancestry.
Oh, okay. And so they didn't want you to wear the White History Month shirt.
Yeah, because and then I have one of the guys that I know. He's kind of like a not like a best friend, but I've known him for years. He was going around saying to me, "You're a colonizer." I said, "Well, you better be lucky for that, because if it wasn't for my father's side of the family, y'all wouldn't have been here. Your ancestors wouldn't have been in America."
I rest my case. That's for sure.
That is for sure, because Portugal was one of the largest, traders, of slave traders back in those days, in, I believe, the 1700s.
Wow.
1600s, I think. Yeah, 1600s.
It's just really, it's amazing, James, that people live in the best country on the planet, and they don't
and they complain
it.
About it.
Right. They don't appreciate it.
That's all they... And I'm telling you, one day I think I was having a, you know, there's certain days I'll go for long walks, and I have this very beautiful T-shirt it's got a nice crucifixion on it, and it says, "He died for me, so I live for him," and underneath it said Jesus. So I'm walking in CVS, and this green haired chick was hippity hopping in. Asking for up and down, didn't know it from a hole in the wall. Soon she got close to me, she goes, "Jesus." I said, "Yes." I said, "That's my father." and she was like, "Disgusting." I was like, "Oh Lord." I said, "Let me hurry up and get into the store and be out these neck of the woods," because there's certain areas where a lot of those people, you know, congregate,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But I'm a little bit okay in my neighborhood. But some, they don't like when I wear like my Republican shirt. Like, you know, I got all kinds of sayings on it. Like one, I have a
nowadays,
shirt that has.
They will personally attack you. They're so, yeah, especially now that Donald Trump is in the White House, and they really,
yep,
they
but,
hate
but
the greatness that he's done. They'll physically attack you, Jim, if you don't, James, if you don't watch out.
Yeah, but Jesse, that's the, and I've been told this before. I'm telling you right now. Half of my neighbor knows that I'm a Trump supporter. They know I'm MAGA, and they just every time they see me, they be like, "How can you just come out here so bold?" And I said, "Because no one can touch me, really, to be honest with you, because I have all of y'all in jail."
Amazing.
Yep, and I tell them, they're like, "You threatened us? You a snitch?" I said, "Yeah, you can only say that to a person who's 100% black. I will snitch on you in a heartbeat." I have no trouble with it. It's just so funny, man. And yeah.
Well, happy one last white history.
Yep. And one last thing, Jesse, before I get off the line, I don't want to hold you too long.
Yes.
It was a guy who runs a community center. He does like food bank, you know, for people don't have food to get
right.
food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was sitting outside enjoying the weather when it was really nice weather in the beginning of July. So I go downstairs and he saw this big gold coin that I had. He's like, "Let me see that." And I said, "I don't think you want to." So he snatched it out of my hand. And I said, "Take a look at it. Take a look at it." His name was Jesse Tooth. It's terrible. His name was Jesse too, and he took a look at it. He said, "Get that damn thing the hell out of here!" And he tossed it back at me. It was a gold coin, commemorative coin of Donald Trump.
Right on, amazing.
Oh man, but it's good getting a hold of you again, Jesse.
You too, James. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I will. All right. Have a good one.
Happy
White History Month.
Happy White History
once again.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
All right, bye.
Bye. Amazing. Let me go to Chris out of Kentucky. Chris, happy White History Month.
Hey, Jesse, happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Hey, so I was calling a couple things, but mainly about that story you were talking about earlier where the husband killed his wife. And
yeah, he was accused of killing his wife and his kids.
Six yeah,
children,
allegedly.
And turned the gun on himself.
Yeah, so I had watched, I don't know if it was a news reporter. So I'd watched something about that a little bit yesterday, and the situation was kind of nuts, and the wife was definitely nuts. She, so apparently he was having an affair with a younger woman, and obviously that made the wife flip out. And she went and got all kinds of plastic surgery and all this crazy stuff, trying to make the husband love her. And, you know, she was in, if I remember reading correctly, she was into like some kind of witchcraft or something, and had put a curse on the lady that the husband had an affair with, and was forcing him to go to like counseling, and it was just, it seemed like a complete mess of a situation.
When did you get that information from? I was not aware of any of that.
I don't remember exactly where I got that. It was a YouTube something. I mean, I watched the news report.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure exactly where it came from. Yeah,
that's amazing. I wonder what else was going on, because ain't no way that they could be loving, kind, and all that mess be happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, so apparently those two, the husband and wife, had met at one of his jobs, and she was an intern, and she was a lot younger than him. And in the report I was watching, the woman he started having an affair with was also an intern that was the same age as his wife when he had originally met her. And it said that his wife had, I can't remember exactly how it was worded, but
right,
something like she had like an extreme hate for the woman and who her husband was having the affair with. And so I can only imagine behind the scenes that it was a complete hell in that household.
Yeah, that was, if that's true, and again, I'm not aware of it, but it would bring, what are you doing? He already has this kid. I don't know. What the?
Well, and what I think I also, if I remember correctly, I believe two of their children were adopted.
Right.
They had went and adopted two children. I think they had had a bunch of boys, and I think the wife wanted girls, and so they went out and they adopted two girls.
The report that we played said two of the kids were adopted.
So okay, yeah.
It looked like two girls on the picture. It looked like two girls. What a mess!
Something I've noticed about that, though, is that, you know, there's another trial going on right now with a woman who killed her three children, I believe, maybe a couple years ago. I think Lindsay something is her name. And, you know, I read down through the comments and stuff like that when you know, I watch some of these videos. And it's amazing to me how, you know, people are so quick to demonize and, you know, just completely, you know, the man, he's a monster. How could he do this? He's evil. And then you read the comments about the woman who killed her children, and she had to have been suffering some mental health episode, or what could have caused it, or how could this have happened? And you know, it's just like there's a double standard there, and how quick people, the man out to be evil.
We covered that story with Lindsay Clancy, I believe, and this past Tuesday. You're right about that, man. One of the reasons that is difficult for women to overcome their hell is that the churches and the world have given women permission to be evil. And they always blame somebody else for what she does. They don't make the woman take responsibility for herself and her own action at all. It's always somebody else's fault. They even tried to blame Adam that Eve believed the devil. They're like, where were Adam? Why Adam decided? It was Adam's fault. I'm like, how did Adam fault what Eve did? But
yeah,
they always take away the trust for the woman. And it's hard for women unless they decide themselves, you know what, I don't care what y'all say. I'm taking responsibility for my own doing so I can overcome.
Yeah, Adam was weak and chose to disobey God and follow Eve,
right. And
that's why any man who follows a woman is gonna suffer
every time.
So I had a kind of a question regarding my personal relationship. If you've got time,
okay.
So I stopped having sex with my girlfriend. I don't know, probably a year ago. And since then, I think she's left and come back, I don't know, five or six times. And, it's always, you know, some kind of made up this or that. Oh, you don't love me, or I don't feel any compassion, or, you know, I don't feel a connection anymore. And we're not normal. We're not in a normal relationship because
you know, we don't have sex and this and that. And you know, it used to, when it first happened, it bothered me, you know, that I was, you know, I was just kind of lost, like, oh, what am I going to do if she leaves me? But since then, you know, I've been working on myself, and now it just doesn't bother me at all. If she leaves, that's fine. And if she doesn't, then, you know, that's fine too, but I feel absolutely nothing. And, I just kind of, I mean, I guess my question with that though is, I mean, will you know, like, you know, if you're with God, how will you know when you should get married as a man, or when the time is right, or if you should?
When you don't think about it, and you'll see it clearly, and it will happen naturally.
Okay.
When you stop thinking about marriage, then it will, if it's meant for you to have it, it will just happen naturally. And when this woman said, oh, I don't, you don't love me, you don't have sex with me, you don't feel my emotion, and blah, 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 what she's saying is, I can't control you anymore. Because she uses sex to control you, and she uses those emotions to control you, and she's really bitching about that. And so just don't resent her, but do not give in to any of that, because the moment you do it, she's going to take control of you again.
Okay.
It's like a drug dealer. You don't buy my drugs anymore. What am I going to do? And blah, blah, blah. She's saying that her sex is drugs, and she's been controlling you with that, because that is not a normal relationship. A normal relationship is to get to know each other before marriage, to get married, make babies, and then stop. When you stop making babies, start working on your life, your spiritual life. Come back to your spiritual life. That's a normal relationship, a relationship that God put together. And he will, and you wouldn't know when to do it. It won't be an impression from the outside or inside. You'll see clearly.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. And I'm glad you said that, because I've tried to explain that to her, that just because, you know, society or your so-called friends or whatever, because they're all having sex and you think that that's normal, you know, and it's been normalized in society now that you can meet somebody in 5 minutes and start having sex with them. And, you know, it's just really become an issue. And, you know, so in her mind, that's a normal relationship, that, you know, you're supposed to do those things. And I've tried to explain to her that it's not, and that that's not normal.
But she doesn't want to hear that, so she's not going to accept that.
No, she doesn't at all. And, you know, of course, she, you know, she says she's a Christian, and yeah, you know, but I don't know that.
Well, just don't resent her. Let her act crazy. Long as she doesn't hurt you physically and all that stuff, let her deal with her own hell. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I agree. I just let her talk and then leave, and then come back, you know, a week later when she's over it, I guess. But maybe I should stop letting her come back. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate it, Jesse.
And you guys are living together. You're not married?
No, we're not living together.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
Have a good day.
Bye now. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. California Taco says, God is not into religion? Says the reverend running a church on Sundays based on his interpretation of the Bible parts he agrees with. California Taco.
Thank you, California Taco. God has, nor did Christ have anything to do with religion at all. It was all spiritual. It was about the spirit, not by religion. Religion was created by man, all religion, to control you. That's why it remained. That's why they hated Christ, because Christ was setting the people free by allowing them to see that religion was their enemy and not their friend. Look how the Catholic Pope control everybody. Look how the Protestant control everybody. Look how that, what's the name of that religion that wish to marry? They have to.
Orthodox?
They think Mary waiting at the gate.
Orthodox.
Orthodox religion. It controls people. It educate them and control them, and they don't know it. Christ talked about freedom, not control. Amazing. Thank you, though. That's amazing.
Marky M, get off my porch. And he says the whole word, dare not say it.
What is it?
B. We agreed to B
Bible?
In church. No. Well, close.
What?
I can't say it.
Why not?
I'm a Christian. Don't marry me. I'm a Christian.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marky. And pardon me butchering your...
Thank you, Marky.
...censorship. Salty old man, 70, gifted the can marked safe from self-incrimination 111 times today.
Right on. Thank you.
That's probably a reference to Mark Anthony Fauci.
Right.
Homesteader Nick, don't have much to say with the Rumble rant. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska, I do not have 100 with a biblical question response.
Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
I do not have 100% control over my life. You either let the devil have 100% control, or you let God have 100% control.
Amazing, Jim. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Roy, Fauci doesn't have Fifth Amendment privilege due to being pardoned. What snakes these people, Democrats, are, a spiritual battle.
What a mess. It's interesting to see what's going on with that. Thank you.
The inflatable Bible and the holy tire pump. Thank you, Jesse, says Hannes. Sticking with it. Forgetting to be present less and less. Thanks, white thanks hands and grinning emoji.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. They said the Bible is inflatable word. What the? Thank you.
Infallible. But anyway.
Infallible.
Biblical.
Infallible. That's what you are to me. Infallible, yeah. Thank you.
Biblical question response.
Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Who is that?
Hannes.
Okay.
White man with brown hair says, nope, with his arms crossed like that.
Thank you.
My life was never my own to control anyway.
Amazing. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
JV, the great three coffees. I can't agree with you on your opinion on the fear of God. You're thinking about the type of fear that makes you anxious, timid, weak, uncertain, doubtful, etc. The fear of God gives wisdom. That type is the type of fear that leads you to obey, not wanting to disappoint the Father. Following unashamedly. Perfect love drives out fear. We should love God with all our hearts and souls. Maybe the author of the verse couldn't come up with another word to describe it, but they definitely talk about two types of fears.
Whoever put that in the Bible, you know they must be drunk. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What the? That doesn't even make sense. But thank you.
Jamie, did you see on the news that government officials are giving kindergarten and elementary kids transgender dolls, what the world coming to, / emoji.
And you know, I didn't see that, but then I'm like, okay, they can only do it if you send your child to the school.
Well, it's unconfirmed whether they've actually started giving the dolls.
Okay,
but they have been in the works for some time now.
That's amazing.
And they are,
but if the parents send their children to school, they don't love their children anyway, so they can do what they want with the children because they know the parents don't love them. If the parents loved them, they would not put them in those classrooms. If that happened or when it happened. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, as I often am, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Nice. I appreciate your support. Let me go to Roy out of Kentucky. Roy, you on the last few minutes on the air.
Yes, sir. I'll keep it quick. One of your previous commenters touched on fear. I was going to say that as commonly used, it means an expectation of harm or pain generally, but with regard to fear, as we're talking about it here, it says it may also mean a calm recognition or consideration of whatever may injure or damage, such recognition causing one to exercise reasoned caution and intelligent foresight. Just kind of wanted to share, because I see words like that in the Bible too, and I thought, wait a minute, what do we got to fear for?
Yeah.
A man one time was looking over my shoulder. I was reading scripture, and he saw where it said we're to be slaves to Christ. And his knee-jerk reaction was, oh, see there? I'm no slave. I don't want to be a slave. But it hit him almost instantaneously. He realized what that meant. He even said it out loud. He said, oh, okay, I get it.
Amazing.
So I thought so. Now, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
Negative. And I want to use scripture to support why I say that.
Real fast.
I believe it, but it tells us in Ecclesiastes 9:11 that time and unexpected events overtake them all. So what I say is, I don't have total control over my life, but I do have control over how I react to those unexpected events. And you touch on that daily about anger and about our thoughts. So that's my response.
Well, I appreciate that, Roy, and I'll put my little two cents in.
You're going to put your two cents on Sunday.
<That's right. laughs>
And I'll be watching, brother. Thank you so much. All and right. I hope that... Do you see where it might make sense now with regard to the word fear?
It definitely give me a different perspective of it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and that's what I think it means too, Jesse. I'm not picking on you because I love you, brother, and I think iron sharpens iron, etc.
Yeah.
But do seek and you will find.
Amazing. Thank you.
Love you, man.
Love you too, buddy. Thank you. Right. Happy White
Have
History
a good
Month.
One. Happy White History Month. I'm sorry it's over.
I know.
See you
what
next
the?
Year. Okay. What the? All
Thank
right.
You,
have a good one.
You too. Bye now. I am out of time. Rick and the rest of the callers, tomorrow is Open Line Friday. If you can, call me then. Hake is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby. Check out the merch at JesseLeePeterson.shop. The White History merch and Silver Corn and all kind of stuff. All right? Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with being present instead of lost in your mind. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.